you, Lord, for you've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord, for you made a way. You made a way. Oh, you made a way. Hey, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. That's why my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. Oh, my soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. For he's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. Oh, victory. Oh, victory. We have the victory. Victory. Oh, victory. We have the victory. Oh, victory. Oh, victory. We have the victory. Victory. Oh, victory. We have the victory. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to I come to thee every hour of the day. I need thee every hour of the day. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to, I come to thee.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we come before you this morning, dear God, in a new year, the year 2022. And Father, we bless your holy name, Father, because you didn't have to do it, dear God. There are some, God, that went on before this new year, dear God, and there are some that may go out in this new year, dear Heavenly Father, but you know all and you are in control. So, Father, we yield to you, dear God, not taking anything for granted, dear Heavenly Father, but with each new breath, dear God, we praise you for each brand new mercy on each day that you've given us, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, you didn't have to do it, but you did. At least the ones that are under the sound of my voice right now, dear God, you've seen fit, Father, that we be here on this day at this appointed time. And so we thank you, Father, and we praise you, dear God. Lord, we let you know, God, that it's a privilege and an honor to come before your throne, dear God, not just a sacrifice, dear God, not just a thing to do, God, not just tradition, dear God, but it is an honor and a privilege. So, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come before you, dear God. We thank you, God, that you're here, Father, that you're in our midst, dear God, that you're listening to us, dear God, and that you hear us, dear God, and that you are with us, dear God. Oh, Lord, there are so many things just going on in this world right now, dear God. So much confusion, dear God. So much sickness, dear God. There's famine, dear God. Lord, there's killings, dear God, and sin is just running rapid, dear God. But Father, you are seeing fit that we are still here and we are still standing, dear God. And so we thank you and we praise you. God, sometimes it gets really rough, dear God. But you said, Father, that you would put not more on us than we can bear. And Father, even when we feel as though we are fainting, dear God, you hold us up on wings like eagles, dear God, because you have said we can stand. You have said we can take it, dear God. And so we stand on the strength, Father, that you have given us, dear God, not man, dear God, not books, dear God, not situations, dear God, but you have said we can stand and we can take it a little bit longer, dear God. And so, Father, we just thank you, Father, because as we press on, dear God, and as we carry our cross, dear God, we await that great getting up morning, dear God, where we're going to be able to come and be with you in glory, dear God. Father, as we continue on, dear God, remind us, dear God, and show us that obedience is better than understanding, dear God. So many things coming at us, dear God, so many ways that we're being told in the Spirit to turn, to stand, to take heed, Father. And sometimes we don't understand, but Father, they're not for us to understand right now, dear God, but help us to be obedient to your direction. Help us to be obedient to your guide, dear God. And later we will understand it better by and by, dear Heavenly Father. So help us, God, to just move in your way, dear God, to walk in your way, dear God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, God. We thank you for those that are sick, dear God, those that are on their beds, dear God, and those that are shut in, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, God, that you would just wave a healing wave over them, dear God. So, Father, all you have to do is speak it, dear God. And if you so choose to, God, they will rise, dear Heavenly Father. And we're asking, God, that you wave your hands, dear God, that you just blanket them in the precious blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, God, for those that have situations where they're going through through, dear God. Those that don't know which way to turn, those, Father, that are standing in the midst of uncertainty, dear God. We ask, Father, that you give them peace that surpasses all understanding, dear God. Father, we ask that you just wave that hand of peace, dear God, that they may not even know why all of a sudden they have joy, why all of a sudden they can smile in the midst of their storm, dear God. But Father, we know that you can do it, dear God. We've seen you do it before, Father. We've read where you've done it before, dear God. We believe in the stories of the old, Father, and the stories of the new, dear God. And Father, in faith, we ask, God, that you remove all fear from us, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to start this new year off, Father, with praise and power, dear God. We ask, Father, that you help us every morning, God, to wake up with prayer on our hearts, dear God, and prayer in our minds, dear God, with praise on our lips, dear God, and then power, Father, to just move in the direction that you would have us to move, dear God, not walking in fear, God, but standing in faith, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, there are some that moved into this new year, dear God, that don't know you, dear God, or choose not to know you, dear God. And Father, we ask that you would have mercy on them, dear God. We ask, Father, that you open their ears, that you open their hearts, dear God, that you open their minds, Father, that they would see, God, that we are living in these last days, dear God, and where they have missed out previously, dear God, on your love, dear God, on the opportunity to know you, dear God. Yet, if they're alive today, dear God, and they're breathing, dear God, they have at least one more chance, dear God, to come before you, dear God, and to get to know you, dear God, and to join your kingdom, dear Heavenly Father. And then we, Father, that know you, dear God, we, Father, that are holding on, dear God, help us, Father, to walk in love, dear God. Help us, Father, to show everyone, dear God, just what you are all about, dear God. It doesn't matter, dear God, what we say or what we do, dear God, as long as, Father, in the end, Father, what they see and what they feel, dear God, is your love and your presence, dear God. Because, Father, that's what you are all about. If we had to sum it up, dear God, if someone asked us, what is this God all about, dear God, we could sum it up in one word, Father, to say love. And so, Father, we thank you, God, and we praise you, dear God. For those, Father, whose minds are going, dear God, whose minds are wandering, dear God, with the mental health, dear Heavenly Father, or Alzheimer's or dementia, dear God, Father, we ask, Lord, that you would align all cells back in order, dear God, at least long enough for them to make an intelligent decision, Father, to call on you in the midnight hour, dear God. Lord, Father, we just thank you and we praise you, dear God, and we move, Father, into this new day with praise on our lips, dear God, and with power and might in our bones, in our bodies, and in our minds, dear God, to go forth, dear God, and represent you in everything that we say and do, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, God, we ask that you pray for these young ones, dear God. Pray for our children, dear God. Lord, the devil is so busy, dear God. We're not standing here giving him credit. We're letting him know, Father, that we see his tactics and we see him creeping, dear God. But yet we stand in agreement, dear God, that we denounce all of his tricks. We denounce the power that he believes he has, dear God, and that we call on the precious name of Jesus, dear God, and we cover our children in the precious blood of Jesus, dear God. Satan, you can't have them, and we snatch them under your wings, dear God, because, Father, Satan is roaming, dear God, but we snatch our children back and we hide them under the wings of Jesus. Yes, yes, Father, you are merciful, dear God, and you are glorified on today, dear God. We love you, Father, and we praise you, dear God. And Father, there's a thing out there that we all kind of come to in the new year where we say we have a resolution. What are we going to do today? What are we going to do this year? What are we going to commit to this year, dear God? And I implore everyone under the sound of my voice to say that this year we are going to commit to Jesus. We are going to commit to your word. We are going to commit to your will. We are going to commit to your way. Because, Father, there's no other resolution that matters, dear God, except that we get right, that we be ready to Heavenly Father for that great getting up morning. Help us, Father, to continue to pray. Help us to continue to fast. Help us continue to study your word, dear God, and help us to continue going to church still, Father, whether it's on Zoom, dear God, whether it's a gathered group of people to Heavenly Father. We gather, Father, in church, Father, because you said the church is a group of believers, dear God. It's a group of people, Father, that come together believing and hearing your word, dear God. But we need not the building, dear Father, all the time, dear God. So help us, Lord, to know everything that you've taught us thus far, dear God, that we are the church, dear God, and that we can come before you, dear God, at any place, at any prostrate, dear God, that we just lay before you, dear God. And Father, even throughout the day, dear Lord, some of us may walk around and feel as though we're bored. There's not a lot to do. We're tired of being in the house. But Father, when you prick us, dear God, when you put the praise in our hearts, dear God, when you tell us, help us to just drop to our knees, the Heavenly Father. Help us to stop what we're doing and to just give you the glory and the praise right where we are, dear Heavenly Father. We don't need an asset an appointed time always, dear God, because, Father, you speak when you get ready, dear God. So help us, Father, to heed, dear God, to your word. Help us to heed to your will, dear Heavenly Father, and help us to just drop when you say, come worship me, come spend time with me, dear God. Lord, we just love you on today. We love you, we love you. We love you, dear God, and we glorify you, dear God. Lord, you're so good to us, God. You are so much better to us than we have been to ourselves, dear God. And Father, we ask that you teach us to love our neighbors, dear God, where we have fallen short, dear God, and maybe even been a little selfish, dear God. We ask, Father, that you help us to reach out and show love to our neighbors, dear God. Help us to love them as we love ourselves, dear God. Father, not always an easy thing to do, dear God, but with you, God, all things are possible. But we can do nothing, nothing, nothing without you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for the opportunity to come before your throne, dear God. We thank you, God, for the privilege and for the honor, dear God. We thank you for the word and song on this morning, dear God. We thank you, God, for how it penetrated our hearts, dear God, and reminds us, Lord, that we need thee every hour, dear God. Every hour, dear God, we need thee. And Father, let the word of the day, Father, be joy. Father, let us find joy, dear God, in everything that we do, dear God. Even if we're in the hospital, dear God, even if we're on our sick beds, dear God, even if we have loved ones that may not make it, dear God, even if we have loved ones that are going through situations, dear God, Help us to find the joy in the caring that you're giving them, dear God, and the doctors that are near, dear God. Help us to find joy, dear God, that if they're still breathing, they have one last chance to get it right, dear God. Help us, Father, to know that those that are right and are ready to go home, dear God, that they'll have no more suffering, dear God, that they'll be on their way to glory to be with you, dear God, and that place that you provided, dear God, and that should give us joy, dear God. And Father, we ask, God, that in every situation, dear God, help us to find joy just knowing, God, that you are on our side, dear God, and that you can make it right. You can clean it up, dear God. You can change hearts. You can change minds. You can give favor, dear God. And Father, that alone should just give us joy, dear God. And Father, we just thank you and we praise you and we honor you. We thank you for being in our midst on this morning, dear God. We thank you for awakening us this morning, dear God, with our minds on you, God, with a heart to want to come and pray to be with the brethren, dear God, that we might come before you and praise you and glorify you on today, dear God. Lord, we turn every situation, every circumstance, every worry, dear God. Father, we lay it at your feet this morning in exchange for a garment of praise, dear God, that we may just glorify you on this morning, dear God, that we might just thank you. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. You're worthy of all the glory. You're worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the breath that's left within us, dear God, that we may use it to just come before your throne, dear God, that we may give it back to you, dear God. Father, that we be representatives of you, dear God. So, Father, we lay everything down at your feet this morning, dear God, and we just say thank you. And we say yes to your will, dear God. We say yes to your way, dear God. We say yes, dear God, for whatever it is, Father, that you want us to do, dear God. We don't ask questions on this morning, dear God. We don't yet seek to understand, dear God. But, Father, we come in faith, Father, and in obedience, dear God, just yielding to you, dear God, yielding to your way, dear God, and just glorifying you, God. Father, we declare, God, that we let not the rock cry out instead of us, dear God, because those of us that have breath, dear God, we sing it with a loud voice, dear God. We voice it, dear God, with the strings in our throats, dear God. And Father, those that can't speak, we wave our hands, dear God, and we give the gesture of glory and honor, dear God. Those that can't walk, dear God, we still shout to you, hallelujah, dear God. Those that don't have hands or feet, dear God, you get the praise from our hearts, dear God, and we glorify you, Lord, and we praise you on this morning, and we thank you, Father, because yet you are worthy. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Father, we ask that you bless all pastors, ministers, reverends, evangelists, dear God, bishops, missionaries, everyone that is teaching and preaching your word, dear God. We ask, Father, that you lift them up, dear God, that you give them a new and a fresh anointing, dear God, for this year, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Father, to walk supernaturally, dear God, in your word and in your way, dear God, without fear but in faith, dear God. And, Father, we ask that they move, dear God, that they be your instruments, dear God, that they be the generals in this army, dear God. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you help us soldiers, dear God, to get in line, Father, to get into formation, dear God, that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, dear God, where we fight not against these evil things, dear God, in person, dear God, but in power and principalities, dear God, but yet your power is greater, dear God. Your principle is greater, dear God. And so we stand in awe, dear God. We stand in unity, dear God, and we stand in faith, dear God. Father, ready, standing and fighting to press on to the mark that we might gain the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We thank you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, unmute your phone. Let's just bless the Lord on this morning together and in unity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah,
thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, thank
hallelujah.
You, God. Thank you, God.
Thank
you. Oh,
God, thank
we
you,
bless
Jesus.
Your name on this morning.
We bless
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Glory
for another
yes.
year, another day,
yes.
another
yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the power of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you for the work of prayer.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name, God.
Yes, God.
Thank you for unity on this morning. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your grace and your mercy today, God. We thank you for life, health, and strength on today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you are a way maker. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are a heart fixer. Hallelujah. You are our mind regulator, and we just thank you today, God. We lift
yes,
up your
Father.
Name, hallelujah, in power and in truth, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. We just
yes,
bless
God.
You,
yes.
We bless
yes,
you,
Father.
God. We bless you, God. We bless
yes.
you, God. We bless
yes,
you,
Father.
God. We bless
yes.
you, God. We bless
yes.
you, God. For you are our
yes.
help. Hallelujah. You are our strength. You are
yes,
our
God.
Joy. Hallelujah. And we
yes,
thank
God.
You today, God. Oh,
yes,
God,
Father.
You are our lawyer. You are our doctor today, God. Oh, thank you, God. You are our reason today, God. Oh, thank you, God. We just bless you on this morning. We just bless you, God. Hallelujah. We just bless you today. We thank you today, God. We thank you for our praise and worship leader today, God. We thank you for our intercessor on today, God. We ask that you look on Sister Lori right now, God. Touch her body, touch her mind, touch her spirit today, God. Continue to elevate her in your word on today, God. Oh, God, come life unto her today through your word today, God. In the name of Jesus, whatever need today, God, we claim it met today in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you today for your people today, everyone that is gathered today, God, that thought it not robbery today, God. We thank you for them coming together again, dear God, in this new year and the new opportunity of life. Oh, God, we just thank you today. We thank you, God, for you gave us the opportunity of another year to see another year today, God, as it was already prayed today, God. Oh, Lord, endow in our spirit. Hallelujah, the more. Oh, God, help us to cry out to you the more today, God. In the name of Jesus, help us to seek your face the more today, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Continue to elevate us, dear God, that we might help someone else today, God. In the name of Jesus, help us not to be selfish in our prayer or in our worship today, God. Oh, God, help us to help our neighbors today, God. Oh, God, continue to bless us the more, God. Oh, continue to use us the more today, God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, just continue to bless us. Bless us so we may be a blessing to others today, God. In the name of Jesus, those things that we prayed today, God, we consider it done today, God. All those things we didn't know to pray, dear God, we yet consider it done, dear God. For everything, oh, God, you already know today, God, because you already set the plan, the promise, and the purpose today, and we just thank you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Today, beloved, I just thank God for he is yet good. He is yet faithful. He is yet kind. And we honor him. Hallelujah. I just want to leave this one thought of scripture with you today. I feel that it edifies what we were praying about today and our mission and our goal for this year. And some might want to call it a resolution. I don't care what you want to call it. Psalms 103 tells us in the King James Version, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And that's what we want to do. We want to continue to bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For God is yet good, he is yet faithful, and he is yet kind. mind. And we was taught many years ago, the more you praise him, the more you bless him, the more God will bless you. And not only does God just bless you, he will come down and stand right beside you, all around, the front and the back, the side and within you. So continue to bless the Lord at all times, good and in the bad, in these trying times, in these times of uncertainty. We know and believe that God is yet soon to come, but we will bless the Lord. Hallelujah! For he is yet faithful. Hallelujah. I just thank God on this morning. I am excited for this new year. I am excited for the promises of God. I am excited for the grace and the mercy of God. Oh, God, for God has been real good to me, saints. Yes, he has. He has blessed me. He has blessed my family. He has blessed my children. Despite of everything that comes against me personally, mentally, emotionally, physically, God is yet good, and I just thank him. I just thank him. I just thank him. And that is my purpose for this continuing in this new year. I just want to bless the Lord, for he is good. I want to continue to honor God, for he is good. I just want to continue to love on God, for he is merciful, he is kind, and he is my God. Hallelujah. And my goal is to continue to share the hope of God, because someone is out there that is still wavering, and they need to know their strength is in the Lord. I'm going to calm down. I want to open a line up for a few minutes with anyone that would like to share a testimony this morning or ask for a special prayer on this week that we can touch and agree with you. Amen. Go ahead.
Amen. This is Sister Lori. Good morning, everyone. I'm coming before you asking for a special prayer request for some loved ones that were in an accident. Asking you to pray for Lila Ashdown and Emmy's Wack. They are 13 and 14-year-olds, and they are in the hospital with life-threatening conditions. And I'm just asking you, God, to pray for them, that God would just align their bodies back to its natural state. We know that he can do it, and we're just asking that God would have mercy on him. On them, I'm sorry. And I ask for prayer for my sister, Norma Martin, who is going through, and God knows what she stands in need of. Just asking you all that you reach out in prayer on her behalf, asking God to heal her mind, her body, and her spirit. And then asking, lastly, for a special prayer request for a friend, Gordon Zaki, and Gordon is in the hospital suffering with COVID. They just put him in a coma for 14 days to try to give his body time to rest. But we know that God is able. We know that God can restore. And I'm just asking you all to believe with me in prayer that God will do what he plans to do, and that we accept his will, but we ask that you would pray for him, ask for the covering of Jesus on his behalf and his family.
Amen. Is there another one?
Good morning. This is Sister Wiggins. I am asking that we remember all of the healthcare workers in our prayers. A lot of them that I've talked to, they are experiencing a large amount of people that are coming in, and a lot of them are growing weary. So I'm asking that we keep them in prayer, that God will strengthen them and give them wisdom and what to do and how to move in this season.
Amen. I'm also asking for all our caregivers, those that are even taking care of loved ones in their homes, that God will continue to strengthen their heart and strengthen their mind. For I know they are grown weary, but we know that God can cover them also. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm also asking for prayer for our elderly, those that may not have any loved ones, and even those that are just home that feel that they have lost, that we're going to pray for those also, a special prayer on this week, that God will cover their heart and their mind.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, Saints. This is Sister Rhonda from Staten Island, New York. I thank God for bringing us all into the new year. God is good and great to be praised. I'm thanking for the beautiful, powerful prayer this morning. It was just wonderful and blessed my heart. I'm thankful for God. Thankful for God that this one of my neighbors did my cleaned my snow, removed my snow away. It's such a blessing. I had just laid back down to wait for my son to get off work before you know, he would come over, but someone had did it by the time I woke up. And speaking of waking up, I thank God for today. I'm feeling much better, much rested, because I've just been sleep deprived and so kind of weary, and I feel so much better, and have a lot more energy today in mind and body. I also have a special prayer request, because I'm thankful for God, because of every day I'm hearing more of friends and family members that had the virus or has the virus, or that is ill. And I thank God for the ones that were in the home with them that did not, that it did not transfer to them. I'm very thankful to the Lord. And I got a message from a cousin of mine that we've been in contact. She lives in Arizona, so we've been in contact a lot the last month because their sister passed over here in Staten Island. But she sent me a picture. She's in the hospital with the oxygen in her nose, and she tells me she's going to be all right. They said should only have to be there for 3 or 4 days, but she has the COVID. So I ask for prayers for my cousin Barbara Cann, and there was someone else. Oh, a friend of mine, he has, actually he has the same kind of cancer that my cousin, I had on the prayer list for my cousin David that the Lord healed. So we know he is able. But Nelson Holly, please keep him in prayer. He has stage 4 cancer. So I appreciate your prayers, prayer warriors, and everyone keep on. I love you all. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I just want to ask that you continue to pray for our evangelist Ella. She's doing well, very well. She's starting to move around on her leg, and we're asking that God can continue to completely heal her. And we just thank God for every prayer that went up on today. We thank God for you, Missionary Lori, because God is blessing you, and we're praying that God continue to elevate you and that you will have no lack in your house, and all those that are attached to you will be blessed. One more prayer. I ask that you pray for my church family. COVID is running rampant through that church. And I'm asking for prayer for all those that are suffering with the COVID and those that are suffering with colds and other disease, because we know that this year is going to be a great year of miracles, signs and wonders, and healing of the Lord, because it is not unto death. And we just thank God for that. We thank God for all of you. We ask that you continue to share the hope of God with all those that you meet. Let them know that God is yet on the throne and he is yet able. God loves you, and so do I. We'll see and meet you again on next week. God bless you all. If you have anything that you would like, or anyone that you would like to add to the prayer list, please feel free to contact me directly. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, children.